Dear kind and righteous Father, we are thankful tonight and give you all glory and honor. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity you have given us to have life once more. We are thankful for the air that we breathe. We are thankful for the country that we live in. We are thankful, Lord, for the many blessings of heaven that you continue to bestow upon us, many that we are not worthy of, Lord. But we thank you for being a great God, for being a just God. We're thankful, Lord, for commending your love toward us, that in our sin state, you sent your son Jesus to die on our behalf. We know, Lord, he suffered greatly. We know, Lord, he was in agony. He suffered in humiliation. He suffered in great pain. But we are ever thankful for that blood he shed at Calvary's mouth. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight that someone wants to go to that precious bleeding side where they're able to understand the one faith. Pray, Lord, that they're able to believe the fact that the tomb was empty. Be able to understand that he sits at your right hand, Lord. Pray, Lord, that someone wants to be added to that one church, the Church of Christ, that worships you in spirit and also in truth. Lord, we ask this prayer in Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, Brother Plunder, we are very thankful to have each and every person on tonight. I'm Brother Tommy Brooks, the host minister of this nationwide gospel meeting call. I'm very excited to have each and every person on. We pray now, if you are not a member of the Church of Christ, that you would take your Bible, open it up, follow along with our speaker tonight, and pay particular attention to what he would talk about as it pertains to saving of your soul. That's why we host this call. We're trying to save souls and introduce people who don't know about us, but believe in the Bible. You won't have a problem with anything our preachers talk about because we believe that the Bible is right. If you believe that, you will enjoy our speaker tonight. In person, Brother Derrick Green, good friend of mine, minister of the Church of Christ in Holland Gardens here in the Houston area, and I'm so privileged to be able to work with him. He's a very talented preacher, gifted, and have worked with me in the ministerial program here. Just so thankful to have him as our representative of what we can produce from Hollow Heights as well. And he's the pulpit minister and privileged to preach the gospel of our Lord, married with two children, great man of God. At this time, would you welcome Brother Derrick Green, who will speak tonight to us. Brother Derrick will talk about the faith. Speaking about the same thing this week, faith. Last night I opened it up with the faith that cometh by hearing. Now he's going to nail your one faith. Brother Derrick, go ahead and do what you do.
Thank you so much, Brother Brooks. Thankful for this call. Thankful to you for being a friend to me of many years, a mentor, and a wonderful example. We are grateful for this call and for this opportunity that we have on tonight to speak on this very vital and important subject. We are indeed delighted, and we thank you all for listening tonight. We pray that you will give me your undivided attention and that you will give God your discernment of the Word of God. And so I'll get right into it for tonight. What is faith? By definition, faith is confidence or trust in a person or a thing. It's a system of religious belief, and it's a belief in God or in the doctrines or teachings of a religion. Faith is also a work. According to John chapter 6, 28 and 29, the Bible says, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he had sent." Brother Brooks taught us very well last night. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10 and the verses 17. And it is from this truth that I will launch our conversation for your careful consideration for tonight. The lesson aim or goal for tonight is that more importantly, God wants you to believe the word of God tonight and obey the teachings of Christ and the apostles. Save your soul from fiery destruction tonight. Be baptized tonight. Don't put off what you know is right. And so I've been assigned the topic, the one faith. Just grateful and thankful that Brother Brooks has given me this opportunity to share the good news, the glad tidings, the soul-saving gospel of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his one faith. And so I'll be feeding you tonight with a three-piece and fries. Oh, come on now. You know you like a good piece of chicken. You have a choice in the matter, though, because you can decide whether you're going to answer this question now or in the judgment with the same answer or not. This three-piece with fries, do you want it original? or crispy. Think about that for a moment. It'll get you right later. And so the first point I want to give to you tonight is in the form of a wing, and that is the believability of the word and the deity of Christ. The B-I-B-L-E, the book of instructions before leaving earth, is God's inspired word and is more than able to save our souls, according to 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. John 1, verses 1 through 3 declares, in the beginning was the Word, capital W, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 declares, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name, get it now, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And so I'm trying to show you tonight in this first part, in this first point, in this wing that I'm feeding you tonight, that God gave Jesus all power, according to Matthew 28:18-20. And so now that we know that, let us consider these facts. God has given Jesus all power. Jesus Christ is the fullness of God and the Son of God. And he alone is therefore the object of the believer's faith, the one faith, the one faith. So whatever Jesus and the apostles teach us in this word tonight will be the word and the will of Almighty God we must obey. Huh. Very powerful thought. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. John 7:16-17. All we have to do now is find out what the teaching or the will of God is for our lives concerning the one faith, and then do it. When? Tonight. And so let me give you your second piece of chicken. It's the flat thigh. And in the flat thigh, we find the doctrine or the teaching of Christ. So important that we follow the doctrine or the teaching of Christ. According to 2 John 9, you want to make sure that you are believing in and your faith comes from the doctrine or the teaching of Christ and his apostles. And so let us pitch our mental and spiritual tents. Join me, open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. There Paul declares that there is one body, and that is the church of Christ, that there is one spirit, and that is God's spirit, the Holy Spirit, even as you are called in one hope, and that one hope is the hope in heaven of your calling. There is one Lord, his name is Jesus the Christ, and he is the focal point of the one faith, the one and the only faith in Jesus Christ and all that he teaches. There is one baptism, water baptism, one God, verse 6, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Okay, so get this. Don't miss this now. The one faith is the belief in the resurrected, never to die again, Savior who saves sin-sick souls. I'm going to say that one more time for you, because I know you enjoyed hearing it just like I did. The one faith is the belief in the resurrected, never to die again, Savior who saves sin sick souls. I'm so glad he saved mine. I'm so glad that he saved mine. And so I present to you tonight, the best thing you can do as a leader of your household is lead your family to the one hope of heaven. Get them in the one faith, and that is the church of Christ tonight. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to 1 Timothy 3:15-16, where Paul proclaims, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, and I'm telling you right now, the house of God is none other than the church of Christ, and I'll prove it to you very shortly. The house of God is the church of Christ because it's God the Son's house. God the Son's house. So it's the house of Christ or the church of Christ. And if you understand that, then you'll understand that John chapter 4:24 says that God is a spirit, and that worship him must worship him in spirit and according to the truth. God is a spirit, therefore he never had blood. So this house of God is none other than the house of Christ or the church of Christ, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. and without controversy. Get it now. Don't miss this. Great is the mystery of godliness. You want to know about godliness? Let's help you with it. God was manifest in the flesh. And since God has never had flesh and blood, that is none other than God the Son. I told you it was the house of God or the church of Christ. God was justified in the Spirit. Yes, he was. Doves set upon God the Son before John the Baptizer baptized him. He was seen of angels. That's Jesus the Christ. Preached on into the Gentiles, Acts 15 and 7. Believed on in the world. That's Christ. And received up in the glory. That's Christ. It can't be God the Father because he never had blood and he never left glory. Somebody should have shouted right there. The one faith, get this now, is believing in the one true church that was purchased with the precious blood of Christ. The Bible declares in Matthew 16, 16 and 18, and Simon Peter answered the question that Jesus asked, but whom do thou say that I, the Son of Man, am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this confession or this rock, I will build my ownership, possession, church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, singular. You see, the church of Christ was purchased with the precious blood of Christ. It not only wears Christ's name, but it also practices the teachings of Christ, which come from Almighty God. Brother Brooks told us that faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. And so how can it be that Pope Boniface III would build a church in 606 A.D. with no word from God? Who gave John Smith the architectural approval to erect this church in 1607? God shouted from heaven when man tried this in Matthew 17, 1 through 8, although they had good intentions. But he shouted from heaven and interrupted them as they had the idea of building more than one church. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. He here, you him. I hope that you are feeding from the word of God. And we've come to the third piece of chicken, and I want to give you this third piece with the fries. It's the breath. And I want to tell you that the breast is the purpose for which Jesus came to earth. Why did Jesus come to earth? 1 John 3 and the verses number 5 informs us, and you know that he was manifested to, get it, don't miss it, take away our sins. And in him is no sin. John chapter 1, verse 29, the Bible declares, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God. I hope that sounds as pretty to you as it sounds to me. Behold, the Lamb of God. That sounds so good, I got to say it thrice. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Thank you, Jesus. He further declares the one faith in Romans chapter 1, 16 and 7, where the Bible declares, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, get it now, therein is the power of God. It is the righteousness of God revealed, get it, from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And I'm telling you tonight, you need to get in and believe in the one faith. Paul shared the one faith by preaching the gospel and the cross. 1 Corinthians 1, 17 and 18, the Bible says, for Christ sent me not to baptize. Get it now. This is the purpose for which Jesus was sent. This is the purpose for which Paul gave his life. But to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Oh, I hope you stand with me tonight. I know that life has been hard and you suffered so much during this year, during 2020. You suffered the loss of jobs, food, cars, homes, family, so many loved ones. We have so much bereavement, so much death, so much sin sickness in this wicked world. Don't you just want some rest? Jesus stands as the resurrected Savior of the one faith, and he says in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all you that labor and of a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is truly light. Did you hear that thump? Did you hear that thud? Did you hear that? Jesus mounted that cruel, rugged cross on Calvary, and I heard the thud of it being dropped in a hole on Golgotha's hill. Can you see him right now? He's hung there between the twilights of two worlds. Hours before, he's been kept up all night. They've taken him to the pavement and to the praetorium. And there they ridicule him with words, and they talk down to him. You remember, now this is the Son of God. And they spat upon him. And out of spite, they pressed down a crown made with thorns. And I can see the blood as it drips from his head. I can see the railroad ties within his wrist and his feet. His lungs are burning because he is in a position on this cross where they cannot work freely, and so they burn. And he tries to shift his weight only to feel the devastating pain that's in his feet as he shifts the weight from his wrists. The sun now, the S-U-N, is refusing to shine, and it gives way to the shining of God's S-O-N, and he shines brightly in a dark world. And for hours, six long hours, he stays there. Why are you doing this, Lord? I'm doing this because I love the creation that my Father has made. And I asked him to forgive them, for they know not what they do. And to make matters worse, he's growing weak now from all of the bloodshed, all of the loss of blood, because they have whipped him with 39 lashes, save one, which is corporal punishment of the maximum kind from the Roman government. And with a belt, it would be fine. You remember those whippings that you got with a belt that only made you better and not bitter? But we're talking about the whipping from the flagellum, the cat of nine tails. This is the cruel tool used by a Roman soldier that has bone and marrow and glass on the end of it. And when a person, when Jesus, I should say, when Jesus, the author of the one faith, is hit with such a cruel tool, the ends thereof with bone and glass dig into his body. And when this whip is retrieved, it pulls out chunks of flesh and blood. Can you see him? Why are you there, Lord? For the fulfillment of the scriptures and to obey my Father's will for his creation. That's you and I, my friend. That's you and I. You need to know that I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And his name is Jesus, and he is the author of the one faith. I'm telling you tonight that your faith must come from the heard and rightly divided word of God. And so we're asking tonight that you would believe in the gospel of Almighty Jesus Christ. Let me share with you Acts chapter 15 and verse number 7. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Men and women, boys and girls have been believing in the death, burial, and glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And he's been doing it ever since he was lifted up on that cruel cross. And so I'm telling you tonight, you got to believe on Jesus as the scripture has said, and believe in the one faith. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Repent of your sins. Acts 17:30, Luke 13:3-5. Confess your faith this night. Matthew 10:32-33 is an example. The lesson aim is for you to be baptized tonight in water for the removal or the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16. Obey the one faith and be added to the one true church, the Church of Christ. Brother Brooks, if the auction offer from last night still stands, I'll take the son and the one faith. May God bless you tonight. May God bless you tonight. We pray that you will render obedience to his heard word. Brother Brooks.
Thank you very much, my brother. We appreciate you so very much. I like chicken, but I like what you said a whole lot better than chicken. It was a powerful way to demonstrate your preaching. One of the great things about our conference call and over the 170-plus speakers we've had on, we know there's so many talented men with different styles, but the end result is the same truth coming from the Scripture. Brother Derek, you made me proud tonight. I appreciate you to talk about that one faith which surrounds the one Lord. That's Jesus our Christ. Thank you for painting the picture that he suffered for us on the cross. We appreciate you so very much. Now, if you're on the call tonight, you're not a member of the Church of Christ. We bring our speakers on from all across the nation to prove that we can preach from the same book and come to the same conclusion. How about you? Do you believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died on that cross? Do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in this one faith he talked about? The teachings of Jesus, the Church of Christ, the only church you can read about in the Bible, the one baptism, and the things he's talking about tonight, and all that rolls up into this one belief, as I talked about last night. You got to believe in the Bible. That's the Word of God. Your faith will come by believing in it. And when you believe in that, you would want to be baptized as Jesus commanded, because that is what contains what's in the one faith, rather. The one faith contains that command, that truth. So if you're on the call tonight, you said, Brother Brooks, I've been listening to many of your calls, or I heard first time tonight, I'm at a point in my life where I really want to be getting my life right with God. You got to believe. Where did your faith come from? If you believe that the Bible is right, then hear what you believe. You believe that you must be baptized immediately because Jesus commanded it. So get back with the person who put you on the call and tell them, you want to study more, you need more information, or you want to be baptized, that person, I'm sure, will get you in touch with the Church of Christ, wherever you are. And I listen, we all in Anchorage and Japan, so I don't know where you are. But we do know this, if you're listening, there's someone close to you that God can provide for you. We'll help you. If that person can't get help you, go ahead and email me at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. And me and my staff, Brother Flon and I, and all of us involved, we'll make sure we, no matter where you are, we'll get someone to you, a teacher, a preacher, elder, someone that can teach you, or a Bible teacher that can teach you these basic truths. And if you're wanting to be baptized, we can find a congregation to get that done for you immediately. You can do like many of them on our call. Go ahead and start worshiping in spirit and truth and invite your friends and family to come hear the same truth you've heard. Now, if you want to go back and listen to the recorded messages, go ahead and go to our website, HollandHeightsCoc.net. That's HollandHeightsCoc.net. And click on Nationwide Gospel Call, and there you find all the recorded messages on our website for your convenience. You can download them. They're free of charge, no problem. Just go ahead and download them, save them on your phone, in your archive. There you have, and review them as much as you want. Let's pray to God. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your blessings of life. Thank you for Jesus, your only son, who died on that cross, suffered. And the speaker talked about how your son suffered for us. And we appreciate you, Father. We love you. Thank you for loving us, even in our undone situation. And we have the songs on our heart. And we know there's an amazing grace. How sweet the sound to save the rich like us. It was only because you gave your son. Only because he gave his life, he shed his blood and washed our sins away in baptism, that your church was purchased, your son's church was purchased by that same blood. And we're going to preach the Church of Christ, Father. We're going to stay with that one faith, the doctrine of your son. We're going to teach that to the world through this program. We ask your blessings upon us. Help us as we reach out. We pray a special prayer for our visitors, that they too will have the heart to receive your word with meekness, understand it's able to save their souls. Thank you, Brother Green. Pray your blessing upon him, his ministry, his wife, family, and children, and the congregation he serves at the Holland Garden Church of Christ here in Houston. Lord, bless him. in a special way. Thank you for allowing him to come on our program. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right. We're off to a great start this week. And Brother Derek Green did a great job tonight. And so we ask everyone to join us again tomorrow night to hear another word from the Lord. And we got Brother Reginald Berry, another man of God from Killeen, Texas. He's going to be speaking to us tomorrow night. There are a lot of departures from this one truth. Now, I talk about that faith to come by hearing the one report based on the belief in Jesus. If you don't believe in Jesus, you have no chance of survival in the spiritual world. You got to believe in that death, burial, and resurrection, even though you never saw it with your own eyes. And then you got to lock into the one faith, all the teachings of the New Testament. You got to obey that. Then tomorrow night, you got to learn about those who have left their faith. They departed from that one true faith. Brother Reginald Berry is going to do us a great job tomorrow night. And then Thursday night, Brother Blake Williams from Silsbee, Texas, one of the sons of the elders from Bider, Texas, saved by faith alone. Yeah, that's a false doctrine. They got a lot of people believe. All they got to do is believe. Blake going to deal with that. Then closing out, good friend of mine, Darrell Williams from Chula Vista, California. You don't know what I said. That's near San Diego, right there at the edge of San Diego. He's going to talk about without this faith, it's impossible to please God. Wow. Speaking about the same thing, faith this week, hope next week, love the following week, and we're going to close it out with being saved. Don't miss it. May God bless you. Have a good night's rest, Brother Brooks. We love you.